Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to read an article from the December issue of the Christian Womanhood magazine. It's the editorial, which is my article, but it's so appropriate for the month of December, I thought I would read it to you. Keep it under control. I hate to write about this subject during the holiday season, but I believe that the way we have a praising spirit at this time of year is to keep your life under control. Don't let everything go simply because you have the excuse that it is the holiday. I want to share 3 suggestions for having a better month. Keep your body under control. 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I have to admit that this is a tough one for most of us Christians. We seem to feel like the only sin that we can commit and not be in trouble for is the sin of overeating. I have to mentally place limitations on certain foods. I can sit down and indulge in a bag of regular salty potato chips without a second thought. Before I know it, a family-sized bag can be gone. If it is, please know that I always place the empty bag at the bottom of the garbage so no one is the wiser. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so when the bag comes out, I get a small bowl to keep my body under control. If there are sweets sitting around, I have to set an amount of how many I will eat per day, or else I'll be grabbing and grazing. Let me encourage you to set some limitations on your food. You really will be glad you did when you step up on the scale after the holidays. Next, keep your thoughts under control. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This verse became very real to me in August of 2018 because I went through a trial with a loved one I believed was maligning my character behind my back. I would even dream about what she was saying. Then God pointed out this verse to me. God does not give me grace to take what I think people are saying about me. My imagination runs wild when I allow it to do so. Have you ever walked into a room and noticed people stop talking? The automatic response is to believe that you interrupted a gab fest about yours truly. Letting your imagination run freely is as natural as breathing air. However, this verse admonishes us not to think with our imagination. Think about what really is happening. The key is to have those thoughts measured by Philippians 4:8, which says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Lastly, keep your spirit under control. Proverbs 25:28, "He that hath no rule of his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." This month can be a month of extreme joy and extreme depression. Determine right now to keep an even disposition. Plan what to do when you know a downtime is coming. One such time is when you are leaving a loved one's home. Think through situations that become stressful and plan ahead to keep from allowing chaos to steal your peace. For some, that might mean limited time with some extended family members. Some might need to curb their spending habits. Some might even have to actually miss a stressful situation without explanation. Whatever it takes, keep your spirit under control this month and do everything you can to create a joyous atmosphere for your immediate family. Always remember the temptation not to control yourself will be there. Victory will be yours when you stay yielded and claim 1 Corinthians 10:13, which says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." I hope you'll have a great Christmas month, but it's only going to happen if you plan it. So many of us just live our lives by what happens. And scheduling and planning is the way to have a joyous month. I know because I'm living it right now. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.